Jai Baba, Chapter 35. Baba told Radha Mai, "My Guru was omnipresent and all-knowing. He was tenderness and compassion personified. I would serve him till I was exhausted, but not once did he chant any mantra in my ear. I too, like you, Mother, was adamant of having a mantra given to me by him. I wanted him to initiate me with a mantra, but he never once divulged any mantra to me. One time, he told me to give him 2 paise. When I gave him the money, he laughed and said 2 paise or paisa meant faith and patience, Shraddha and Saburi. The moment he realized that I had given him Shraddha and Saburi, he was truly pleased with me. My mother, if you want to know what the most important virtue in life is, then that virtue is courage. Courage is the same as faith and patience. Whenever life gets difficult or troublesome, it is courage that shall sail you through turbulent waters and through a harsh life. Courage comes in various forms. You could call it tolerance, self-control, forbearance, mercy, or leniency, and it is the mark of a man and a jewel around a woman's neck. It is the manliness in a man and the silent strength in a woman. Faith and patience alone can ferry you across life. Patience itself is the king of virtues and the harbinger of all that which is noble. Faith is the sister of patience. Together, both can move mountains. Without patience, every man's life becomes deplorable, as each human being shall always be tested and will have to go through whatever destiny has in store for the individual. Thus, if the person does not have patience, he or she will make life only more difficult. Even sages who have tried to live without endurance have gone through tremendous turbulence. Every guru requires only selfless love, calm patience, and unwavering faith from the disciple. Remember, both a stone and a gem can go through the same cleansing process, but a stone will always remain a stone and can never get converted into a gem. You can polish a stone for eternity, but a stone will never become a sparkling diamond. Similarly, if an individual wants to move up the ladder of spiritual growth, it is only through faith and patience. Mother, I remained with my guru for 12 years. He took care of every need of mine. He was like my father and mother, and he loved me dearly. I cannot describe the joy, security, and love which I felt when I was with him. I was a child when I first met him, and he molded me into the man that I am now. Just looking at his face, I would go into deep meditation. I had no desire to look at anything else or seek anything else. All through the day and night, all I longed for was to see him. I was beyond food and water. If he wasn't near me, I would get restless. He was my sole object of meditation. I wanted nothing but his gaze to be on me and my gaze to be on him. He was my be-all and end-all. My guru too expected only such devotion and love from me. He wanted nothing else but my complete devotion and love towards him. There were times when he kept me with him, but then there were other times when he kept me far away from him. Irrespective of where I was, I always felt his gaze on me. Just as a mother tortoise takes care of her children from far with just a loving glance, similarly my master always took care of me, just as a mother tortoise feeds her young ones with her loving gaze from afar. The mother tortoise is on one bank of the river, while her young ones on the other side. But still, she takes care of them with her loving glance. This is the truth which I speak. I can never lie sitting in Masjidai. My master never whispered any mantra in my ears. If he never whispered any mantra to me, how can I give you any mantra, dear mother? He took care of me through his loving care and glance, and so do I take care of mine through my love and my constant nazar on them. Please go beyond this business of me whispering a mantra in your ears. Have complete faith in me, and that in itself shall make sure that you progress spiritually. All those who look at me with complete devotion and love, I, in my turn, look after them with complete love and dedication. This is all that my master has taught me. You do not need to know all the scriptures. All that is required is the faith that your guru is the Trinity combined, the creator, the preserver, and the destroyer. The guru is Brahma, the guru is Vishnu, and the guru is Shiva. If you understand this simple philosophy, you have learnt all that which needs to be learnt. You need not learn anything more. Radha Mai began to weep. She placed her head on Sainath's feet, and thus she ended her fast. Reliving the story, Shama then looked at Hemad Pant, who was visibly emotional and had tears in his eyes. Why are you so emotional? Have I said something that has upset or hurt you? I swear this is what Baba told the old woman. I can recount innumerable stories of Baba. Suddenly, bells began to toll from the mosque. Every day before lunch, devotees gathered there and performed a puja. They would wash Baba's feet and hands with water, then apply sandalwood paste and shower rice on him. This ritual had begun during the last years of Baba's physical life. The bells began to clang and both the men left for Masjidai. They arrived to see the women inside the mosque while the men stood outside singing the aarti. The aarti would be sung at the top of their voices. Everybody absorbed in their love and devotion towards Baba. Shama climbed the stairs of the mosque and insisted that Hemad Pant join him too. Our Baba sat calmly smoking his chillum. Jog stood in front of Baba waving the oil lamp with one hand, and in the other hand he held a small bell that made a melodious clanging sound. Both the men sat near Baba, Shama at Baba's side while Hemad Pant sat facing Baba. Baba said, "So where is my dakshina that Shyam Rao has given you for me?" "Baba, Shama is here and he has given 15 salutations as dakshina." "Very well, and did you both talk at length? Tell me everything that was spoken." The aarti was still going on, but Hemad Pant's heart was overflowing. "Baba, we spoke about the dakshina and other things, but what really filled my heart was the story of the old lady." "What about the old lady? Tell me all that which was spoken in detail." Hemad Pant retold the story of Radha Mai, her vow, her fast, and Baba nodded. "All that which was told to you is true, and keep in mind all that which I told the old lady. Keep every word in mind. I have spoken the gospel truth, and every word spoken by me to the old lady is of great importance to every devotee and disciple." "Yes, Deva. In the next chapter, we shall continue with the conversation between Baba and Hemad Pant. Peace be to all. May we love Baba the way he wants us to love him, selflessly, with complete devotion and faith. Jai Sai."